also the Yidams, and also the Dhamma, and also the Arhats, and all worthy of refuge, the Dhamma protectors. All will have you in their mind, and you will be able to solicit them, do rituals, do black tea, do puja, do prayers, make offerings, and achieve your worldly wishes very quickly. So in that one line, when it says your founder, Guru Shakyamuni will think of you, will always think of you, it means not just that. It means that whatever rituals, whatever prayers, whatever black tea, whatever you do from your heart, it will fruition and come true if you hold your vows. So doing your Dharma practice, if you have a problem getting a job, getting a visa, getting some money, if you do a black tea, if you do a prayer to Tara, if you do a mandala to Lama Tsongkhapa, if you do any of that ritual to achieve what you want to achieve, it becomes much quicker and faster by the power of holding your vows. The gods, protectors beyond sorrow, worldly protectors and devas, Dharma protectors, also worldly protectors, dankongs, when they come, they cannot harm you, they will praise you. So if there's an oracle around, if there's a person who can take trance, these worldly spirits and worldly deities that reside in areas will enter the person and come and prostrate to you and show respect to you. When a worldly spirit shows respect to someone, it means that they are holding their vows. It can mean that they have higher powers, it can mean that they have achieved higher powers. That can be that. But basically, the real reason they show respect is because a person who holds their vows blesses the environment, blesses the area, and brings a lot of happiness to others when they hold their vows. So when a worldly protector is around, whether you can see them or not, whether there's an oracle or not, when a person is holding their vows, the worldly protectors will come and show respect in their own way. Either they'll sing, either they'll kowtow, either they'll say some words, or they just appear and go. It is their way of acknowledging you are holding your vows. So when you hold your vows well, even the worldly gods will show respect and praise you because you're holding your vows. Why? They know that by holding your vow, you will become a universal monarch. You will become a Buddha. Therefore, they praise you for what you will become. Your qualities will increase limitlessly. At the time of death, you will die without any regret. No regret at all. You die happily as a transition period, going to sleep and waking up in a very pleasant place. When you don't hold your vows, even if you have vows or don't hold vows, if you do things contrary to the vows, when you die, you will enter into a state of fear, darkness, and apprehension. Page 12, please. By avoiding
Please bless me to be able to devote myself to the Kamalpa Lord Guru with great respect in all my future lifetimes. By realizing that already devoting myself to the Kamalpa Lord Guru, who is the foundation of all good qualities, is the root of happiness in Buddhas, I shall devote myself to him with great respect. Thinking of the importance of the qualified guru, allow yourself to enter under his control. Be like an obedient son. That's exactly how the guru arrives. Even when Maharaj's evil friends in the dark try to speak you from guru, be like Raja, inseparable forever. The guru is giving you whatever the burden, be like the earth, having all. When you devote yourself to the Guru, whatever suffering has, immovable. Even you have to perform all difficult tasks, by thinking of the King, with the mind of the system. Try hold your lower than the Guru, be like a shepherd, be like a robe, try fully holding the Guru's robe, no matter how difficult or heavy a burden. Even when the Guru criticizes, provokes, or ignores you, be like a dog without anger. Never respond with anger. Be like a bull. Never upset at any time to come and go for the Guru. O glorious and precious Root Guru, please bless me to be able to practice in this way from now on in all my future lifetimes.
May I be able to devote myself in this way.
Are you
lot and reflecting on their meaning in your mind, you will have the good fortune to be able to put the time currently to the precious truth, provide life in all your future life. If you offer service and respect and offering to the precious truth, it's very easy. Even you have good practice in nature, you will develop many good qualities, for instance, it's very quickly achieved.
One more time. I am requesting the High Lord Vishnu,
who is mindful of all the Buddhas, who surrender to them all the Buddhas, realizing that correctly promoting myself to the High Lord Guru, who is the foundation of all those qualities, is the root of happiness and goodness, I shall know myself and him in great respect. Not forgetting him even at the cost of my life. Thinking of the importance of the qualified guru, allow yourself to enter under his control. Be like an obedient son, acting as an enemy in accordance with the guru's advice. Even when you ask your friends and the like, try to speak to you from the guru, be like a raja, inseparable forever. The guru is your work, whatever the burden, be like the earth, carrying all. When you yield yourself to the Guru, whatever suffering occurs, hardship or problem, be like a mountain immovable, the mind should not be upset or discouraged. Even you have to perform all the legal tasks, be like a servant of the king, the mind must be heard. When you cry, hold yourself lower than the Guru, be like a slipper. Be like a rope, gradually holding the Guru's word, no matter how legal or heavy the burden. Even when the Guru's criticize, provokes or ignores you, be like a dog without anger, never respond in anger. Be like a goat, never accept at any time to come and go for the Guru. O Guru and precious Guru, please bless me to be able to practice in this way. From now on in all my future life, may I be able to know myself to be able to this way.
By reciting these words aloud and reflecting on the meaning in your mind, you will have the fortune to be able to devote yourself correctly to the precious truth, from life to life in all your future lifetimes. You will offer service and respect in offering the precious truth to these fine attitudes. Even if you do not practice intentionally, you will develop many good qualities
that are excessive merit and quickly achieve full enlightenment.
Okay, what we're going to do now is. We're going to offer the vows now, and what I want to do is I'm going to sit there. I want you guys to move back, but not too close to them. Move to here and face the stupa towards the tree. And I'll sit there and get quietly turn around the bell about that. Okay, we'll move directions. So I want to take our patience. Extensive mandala. Think that everything wonderful, beautiful in this world is being offered now to your Guru.
function for my mental women are what is it,
Thank you.
Now at this time, please keep awareness. By the power of the words of truth, I'm inviting Lord Buddha Shakyamuni and his holy entourage here at this time to witness your refuge. So those of you who have so-called third eye, you can feel, you can see, you can perceive. Those of you who don't, trust in Lord Buddha's wisdom and skillful means and power. At this time, I'm invoking Lord Buddha himself, Shakyamuni himself, not some weird Tibetan deities, to come to witness your refuge. So whatever you swear at this time will be in the presence of Lord Buddha. Translate. Come on, Lewis and Jay. Page 13, please. How extremely lucky I am that I have not died yet. I am especially lucky that my death did not occur last night.
Given that I am a most extraordinary devotion to the Buddha, I should have been around in many ways. I should have been around in the sense of also having many other sense of peace. Their peace and happiness depends upon me. My happiness is only received from my friends. So far as I am, it is the greatest wisdom of the Buddha. I am truly the teacher of the success of the Buddha.
I'm not sure if I'm going to do that.
with 17, read only the black parts, the dark black parts. Alright? Mama Tim Bottle.
Mama Tim
Bottle. She about God, Yang Dong, and so the Sangi, Kaga, or Shaka, Shasa, or Shiji about it. Everywhere may the ground be pure, free from roughness of pebbles, and so forth. May be the nature of lapis lazuli as smooth as a palm of one's hand. Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Benza Sawa Kama Dane Sata Kataya Budaya Teyata. The power of the truth of three jewels.